This is a very special episode of Harford County Living. Myself and members of the Joppatowne Lions Club got to sit down with a very special guest and talk to him and ask some questions. He is going to be at the Joppatowne Lions Club Breakfast with Santa and Holiday Bazaar on December 9th from 9 to 1 at Joppatowne High School. So grab the kids, sit down and listen, because believe it or not, we actually had a conversation with Santa Claus.
The Harford County Living Podcast with Rich Bennett. Thank you for coming, and please send any suggestions or comments to podcast@harfordcountyliving.com. The Harford County Living Podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes can be found at harfordcountyliving.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorites, RSS feed, or iTunes. All links are in the show notes. Now let's join Rich Bennett and his special guest.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the Harford County Living Podcast. We have a special one, I guess you could say, today. We're sitting here, members of the Joppatowne Lions Club, and somebody I've been trying to get on for a while, somebody that hasn't been bringing me what I wanted for Christmas every year, and I know, I've been good.
You deserve his call.
Thanks, man. That's all right. So we have Santa Claus here with us. Santa, thank you for coming on. I know I've been trying for years to get you on here.
That's good, but I remember a little story about you. When you were a little boy, your mommy told you it's time to go to bed and go to sleep. Well, you went into the bedroom, you took a flashlight with you, and you read your comic book under the bed sheets.
That was my brother. That wasn't me. I would never do that. All right, well, maybe
I keep track of everybody.
So, Santa, we understand the Lions Club, they're having a Breakfast with Santa and Holiday Bazaar, December 9th. Joppatowne High School, 9 to 1?
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to that one. I really need a breakfast that day.
Well, and I understand you're doing something different. You're going to sit down with the kids every once in a while and actually eat breakfast with them?
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. I definitely want to have breakfast with those little boys and girls that have been good this year.
Is that how you put the weight on? Because you look pretty skinny right now.
I work hard.
To keep it off or put it back on?
Keep it off.
Okay. And what kind of stuff are you guys having at the breakfast this year?
Oh, we're going to have scrambled eggs. We're going to have pancakes, ooh, waffles, bacon, all kind of goodies.
Oh, you are going to put some weight on.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Those pancakes sound delicious.
Now, I got to ask you this. Scary question. You have kids sit on your lap all the time and ask you for presents.
Oh,
tell you what you want for, or what they want for Christmas.
Definitely I want them to come up and sit on my lap and tell me what they want. Just to make sure I have my books correct.
How many times have you been peed on?
Well, let's put it this way. That's an issue we won't get into.
I know some of you guys have to have questions for Santa here.
Santa, are you going to be bringing a reindeer this year? It looks like we're going to be in a snow train, according to the weather forecast.
Oh, my reindeer ready to go.
I don't want any snow.
You don't want any snow. We can't have snow that day.
Okay.
He can still bring them.
Doesn't make any difference. Snow or no snow, my reindeer are prepared for everything.
Well, you know what? Then I'll bring some carrots for the reindeer, too. I'll give them a treat.
That's good. Good. They love carrots.
But wait a minute. So you is that how you got here today, or do you...
No, they're home. They're home now, resting and taking it easy. As a matter of fact, Blitzen has a little bit of a cold. He's been sneezing all week, but he's guaranteed me that he will be ready for Christmas Eve and taking a sleigh.
Is Rudolph going to come, too?
Oh, Rudolph? You think I could keep him away? No way. I'll tell you, if I kept Rudolph home, he'd have a fit.
Do you really have a naughty and nice list?
Oh, positively.
And I've always been on the nice part, right?
I... No comment. No, I do have a naughty and nice list.
All right, so if somebody's on the naughty list, did they actually...
Oh, I can't tell who, but I have a couple on the naughty list, but they have some time to make it right, so when I come Christmas Eve, I can bring them something special. So don't think you're out of time, because anytime you turn good, I know about it.
But if you don't, do you actually give them a lump of coal?
Well, no, because that's kind of old. But I take away some of the gifts that they would have gotten if they'd been good.
I mean, that's okay. That's good. Well, explains why I still haven't got my English Bulldog, I guess, even though that's been on the top of my list every year. I mean, you don't stop at a certain age, do you? I mean, technically, I'm still a kid at
heart. Well, no. It's not on the age. It's what's in the heart.
Well, as I said, I'm young at heart, so I'm getting my English Bulldog this year.
If you're young at heart, you can still be on my list.
Well, I always have. I'm probably the, well, besides Ron, I'm the youngest one. Well, I'm not the youngest one here. Doug and Marie are younger than me. What about the old people like Ron? Do they still get presents?
Oh, yes.
Depends.
Yes, they do.
Depends.
But in Ron's case, we might have to reconsider.
Oh. Oh, Santa, that hurt my heart. He's going to bring the whole cold car to Ron's house.
Now, I'm sure you've been getting a lot of letters from kids, and probably, and maybe even Ron. Have you gotten any unique requests this year?
Well, no, not really. Huh. But I can't give out too much information, because I want people to be surprised when they look under the tree.
Oh, that makes sense.
But I do have a little something that I want to, a message I want to get to all the boys and girls, to let them know that I've been there, okay? Leave a couple cookies on a plate for me. Now, if those cookies are gone the next morning, you know that I was there. Nobody else knows about this little secret but you and me. So when those cookies are gone the next morning, you know I was there the night before.
Santa, what is your favorite cookie so I can make sure that my grandkids
chocolate
have them on the
chip. For you? Chocolate chip be on them all.
Does it have to be gluten free?
I don't complain. I'll eat any cookie, because they all are good to me.
Well, Santa, last year, my grandkids left chocolate chip cookies and eggnog, but you didn't drink the eggnog.
Oh, I don't know why. Maybe I got a little busy and didn't see it, but I'd rather have milk. It's a little healthier.
Regular or almond?
No comment.
He needs skim milk because he's trying to watch his figure.
Well, I work hard, so whatever I put on with the milk, I take off in all the hard work I do.
What is the true meaning of Christmas?
The true meaning of Christmas is love and caring for your fellow man.
So you're going to be at the Lions Club Breakfast with Santa December 9th. Tickets are, what, $10? $10, all you can eat.
Oh, children, is that what it is?
Well, you're free, Santa. You get in free.
Oh, well.
Yeah, children 5 and under are free. Now, good. I understand people can actually get their picture taken with you and purchase it on a keychain as well.
Oh, great idea. Great idea.
Now, scary question here, Santa.
Uh-oh.
Because we know you love chocolate.
Yes.
Log Cabin Chocolates is going to be there.
Oh! Well, I want everybody to look the other way when I go past our table. I'll have to work a little harder at night, but I'm going to pass it.
Well, what's going to happen is, once Santa tastes the Log Cabin chocolates, he's going to open a franchise up there in the North Pole.
I like the way this man thinks.
I was going to say, you're going to have all the elves eating that stuff. What's your biggest challenge, especially on Christmas Eve?
Biggest challenge on Christmas Eve is to get to everyone's house and make sure that I don't miss any little boys and girls.
And you do that all in one night?
With the help of my reindeer and the leader, I can make it.
All right, let me ask you this. You know, because you go down to chimneys, right?
Well, when there is one, yes.
Well, what do you do if there's no chimney?
I have another way of getting in. I can't give all the details.
Oh, wait a minute now, Santa, I don't want the cops coming and knocking while we're recording.
No, okay. Everything I do is perfectly legal. The parents know about it, and everything's been arranged. And we're all you think I'm going to do something to get myself in trouble?
I was going to say, I don't want to see your name on the naughty list.
No, well, you better watch what you talk about.
Okay, yes, sir, I'm sorry.
I can still keep one of your presents back.
Here goes your dog.
Yeah, I guess I'm not getting my English bulldog again.
Would you prefer me to put the fire out in my fireplace before I go to bed?
Well, you should put the fire up before you go to bed for safety reasons. But I have ways of getting around that. Okay, but just for the safety of it, you should put your fire out before you go to bed. That way there's no problem.
He carries a fire extinguisher with him just in case, right?
No, I've got secrets I can't reveal.
Santa?
Yes?
What do you think about this newcomer, the Grinch?
Well, I just feel sorry for him, that's all. He has to do what he has to do, but, you know.
I think it's kind of hard for somebody to steal Christmas like the Grinch wants to.
Well, Christmas is in the heart, so he can't take it from the heart.
I got to ask you that. If he's asking about the Grinch, I got to ask you, what do you think about this guy, Scrooge?
Scrooge?
Yeah.
Bah humbug. But he's been around a long time.
Well,
he turned a new leaf.
He's just a little misguided. Okay? He didn't get the right teacher. So we have to just let him go on his way and not worry about him. Right. Well, everybody keeps Christmas in their heart. He doesn't have a chance.
So anything you want to tell all the kids and parents out there before we wrap this up?
Well, yes. I always say, be good. And I mean that. Be good not only to yourself, but to your friends, your neighbors, your family. Let's care about each other, because it's time for us to be proud of who we are and who we work with and who we play with. All good people. Now, I've got an elf that just finished making a skateboard, and I can't tell you who it's for because I want it to be a surprise, but he tried the skateboard out and he fell and hurt his arm. So he's so upset that he wants the little boy or little girl that gets the skateboard to be very, very careful so they don't get hurt. That's Christmas. That's him caring about who's going to get this skateboard to be safe. We can all love each other, and this is the time to do it.
Very well said there, Santa. Thank you. So again, everybody can come and see Santa December 9th. At Joppatan High School. It's the Joppatan Lions Club Breakfast for Santa and Holiday Bazaar. K Kids will
come
be
on a, down.
Kids will be able to sit at the table. I think it's every hour for probably about 10, 15 minutes and eat breakfast with Santa. They'll be able to get their pictures taken with Santa. What? Eggs, bacon, ham, waffles, pancakes, fruit, coffee, juices, tea, milk, vendors. So, you'll have gifts that you can buy. I think Leah's will be there doing story reading as well. And I think you're going to have some elves there too, aren't you, Santa?
Ooh.
So, definitely be some elves there. And come on down, have a good time. You can get the tickets online at Joppatowne. That's with the E, JOPPATOWNE, lionsclub.org. Tickets are $10 each. If you still want to be a vendor, unless they're sold out, but double check. I think they're doing 15 vendor spots, and it's $25, which is a steal if you're a vendor. So, Santa, thanks again.
Oh, Merry Christmas!
And just remember, I've been good. I want that English bulldog.
No comment.
Santa, I got a question. The Lions are always looking to donate glasses to help the blind. Would it be nice if some of these kids or the parents brought in used glasses and donated to help people who have vision problems?
That would be a wonderful idea.
Yeah,
I've got some gifts that I'm giving to some blind children, and there's some children that could really use, some adults could really use these glasses. So if they're not being used in your house, bring them on the 9th. They'd be more than welcome.